This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Today, the Supreme Court will hear the case of a Christian graphic artist who objects to designing wedding websites for gay couples because of her faith. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Constitutional Accountability Center says if website designer Lori Smith is allowed to refuse same-sex wedding websites, others could refuse to create web pages for a female CEO's retirement if they think a woman should stay at home, or a furniture designer could refuse to serve an interracial couple. But a lawyer for CatholicVote.org says if Smith loses her appeal, a Jewish choreographer could be forced to stage a dramatic Easter performance, or a Muslim advertising executive would be banned from refusing to create a campaign for a liquor company.
Two power substations in a North Carolina county were damaged by gunfire in what's being investigated as a criminal act, causing damage that could take days to repair and leaving tens of thousands of people without electricity in some very cold weather. Moore County, North Carolina Sheriff Ronnie Field says whoever did this did it on purpose.
Evidence at the scene indicated that showed that the firearm had been used to disable the equipment.
He was heard there on WTVD-TV. The FBI is working with investigators. They don't yet know why somebody did this. Raphael Warnock is the first black U.S. senator from Georgia. Now he's trying to win Tuesday's runoff election against another black man, Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Western countries are increasing the pressure on Russia over its war in Ukraine. They've started imposing a $60 per barrel price cap and ban on some types of Russian oil. Bob McGrath has died. You might remember him from Sesame Street. Bob McGrath was 90 years old. This is AP News. The AP's Donna Warder has more now on the death of Bob McGrath.
One of the first cast members of Sesame Street has died. Bob McGrath was a founding cast member of Sesame Street when the show premiered in 1969, playing the friendly neighbor Bob Johnson.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Say hello to Sally. She just moved into the neighborhood.
Hi, Sally.
That's
how are
Bob.
You? Nice to see you.
And that,
greetings, my friend.
That's
Mr.
Hooper.
Hooper. Oh, Mr. Hooper. Here's a dime for your... For your
McGrath's family confirmed on Sunday that he died at age 90, and Sesame Workshop tweeted that it mourns the passing of Bob McGrath, a beloved member of the Sesame Street family for over 50 years. McGrath made his final appearance on Sesame Street in 2017. I'm Donna Warder.
Iran has executed four people accused of working for Israel's Mossad intelligence agency. That's according to the state-run news agency. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.